CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. You can find the text of the bulletin on the RSGB's own website and text with the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. Good morning, it's Sunday the 5th of April 2020. This is GB2RS News. Here are the main news headlines. G2HCG becomes centenarian this week. Remember to vote in the RSGB elections, foundation exams online during pandemic. A good news story to start with this week. The RSGB would like to wish Bill Sykes, G2HCG, a happy 100th birthday for Wednesday the 8th of April. Bill is a well-known character for his involvement with JB and aerials and for his in-depth knowledge of aerials in general. He's still active, mostly on 80-metre slow-scan television. Don't forget that voting for the RSGB elections is still open. If you've struggled to find your membership number, the Society has made it easier for you by adding it on the right-hand sidebar of your membership page when you log into the website. This is your opportunity to choose who you want to be part of the RSGB board and help lead the Society over the next few years. The special web pages at rsgb.org have details on the calling notice, resolution, candidate statements and information about how to vote. Internet voting closes at 9 a.m. on Thursday the 23rd of April. On the 20th of March, the RSGB stopped accepting new exam bookings as part of the response to the government's guidance concerning coronavirus. Since then, it's been exploring ways in which it can use the online exams perform platform to enable new people to access amateur radio and obtain their licence. Following rigorous tests, the RSGB is now able to offer remote invigilation for online foundation examinations. The exams department will be ready to receive online bookings from Monday the 6th of April. Further information, including an update on practical assessments, is on the RSGB pages. The RSGB has also published a FAQ about the new process for candidates and tutors, which is also on their pages. To help and support radio amateurs who are isolated at home and would appreciate contact with other people, the RSGB contest committees are launching a new six-week incentive, the Hope QSO Party, starting on the 6th of April and open to every radio amateur, not just RSGB members. This contest will also welcome international participation. Scoring is on an anyone works anyone basis. This format is a series of 90-minute weekday events for single operators. It starts on Mondays at 08:30 UTC, starting 90 minutes later each day, to begin on Fridays at 14:30 UTC. A single mode will be used on each day, repeating over a six-day cycle. The series will be defined frequency ranges. QSOs are encouraged before and after the contest period. The series rules are tinyurl.com/RSGB-hope. During the COVID-19 pandemic, with European national societies working remotely, several have said that their outgoing and incoming QSL bureaus can no longer provide services. Amongst those countries that have requested no QSLs being sent are Italy, Spain and Greece. The RSGB has released to its YouTube channel three more presentations from its 2019 annual convention. Board Director Kamal Singh, M0IOV, explores the future and growth of amateur radio. Derek Kozel, MW0LNA, talks about digital homebrewing and the schematics of SDR. And Roger Ballister, K3KMA, G3KMA, and Igor, UA9KDF, report on the Arctic Legends expedition by R10B to the Russian polar Arctic. Each of these presentations are not only interesting to watch on your own, but could also form the basis for lively on-air club night chats during this time of virtual club meetings. The RSGB has a coronavirus updates page that brings together some great ideas as well as important announcements. Have a look on the RSGB pages under coronavirus updates. Now, the contest news, because of distancing and movement precautions around the world, most contest organisers are not accepting entries from multi-operator groups or from portable stations. Check the rules before taking part. The first 70 megs contest runs from 0900 to 1200 UTC today. The fifth, using all modes, the exchanger signal report, serial number and locator. The UK microwave second contest runs today the fifth, 1000 to 1600 UTC. 1.3 to 3.4 gigs bands, the exchanger signal report, serial number and locator. Also today, the fifth, the first rolling locator contest runs from 1900 to 2030 UTC, SSB, the exchanger signal report and the locator received. The SPDX contest ends its 24-hour run at 1500 UTC today the 5th. Using CW and SSB 1.8 to 28 megs bands, the exchanger signal report and serial number, SB stations will send their province code. On Monday, the 80-meter club championship CW contest runs from 1900 to 2030 UTC. Exchanger signal report and serial number. Tuesday, the 144 megs FM activity contest runs from 1800 to 1855 UTC. It's followed by the all mode 144 megs UK activity 1900 to 2130 UTC. The exchange is the same for both signal report, serial number, and locator. Thursday sees the 50 megs UK activity contest running from 1900 to 2130 UTC using all modes. The exchanger signal report, serial number and locator. Next Sunday, the 12th, the first 50 megs contest takes place from 0900 to 1200 UTC. Using all modes, the exchanger signal report, serial number, locator and a postcode. Worked All Britain Data contest takes place 1000 to 1400 and 1700 to 2100 UTC on Sunday, the 12th of April. All data modes except machine-generated CW may be used, but it's expected that most contacts will be RTTY, PSK or FT8. The exchanger signal report, serial number and WAB square. Entries need to be with the contest manager by the 22nd of April. See worked-all-britain.org.uk. Finally, don't forget the RSGB Hope QSO party on weekdays, as mentioned earlier in the bulletin. Now for radio propagation reports. The high-speed stream of solar particles from a coronal hole on the Sunday last week wasn't moving as fast as we initially thought. As a result, its impact on Earth and the subsequent rise in the KB index to 4 happened in the early hours of Tuesday morning and not the weekend as we'd predicted. The impact, though, was relatively short-lived, and by late Tuesday the KB index was back down to 2. The bands were affected, though, with the critical frequency as measured at Chiltern struggling to reach 5 megs until midday on Tuesday. The predicted MUFs over a 3,000-kilometre path, according to PropQuest, looked like a roller coaster ride, often exceeding 18 megs, but then crashing down to below 14 megs. A smaller coronal hole is now facing Earth, which could mean a higher KP index over the weekend, although NOAA isn't indicating this. There is some good news, though. A small sunspot group numbered 2759 appeared on the sun's surface, pushing the sunspot number to 12. This represents two sunspots, which accounted for the 2. In one group, which accounted for the 10, the spot's high latitude suggests it's from the upcoming solar cycle 25, but on Thursday the SFI was still at a very modest 69. NOAA predicts that next week the solar flux index will remain at about 68 to 70. Geomagnetically, the KP index will remain at about 2. The good news is there are signs that the higher HF bands are remaining open longer. As the season progresses, this should improve, with 30 and even 20 metres eventually remaining open until very late. We're also heading towards the 2020 sporadic E season, which should bring short skip signals to on 10 metres, but more of that in the VHF section. Now, here we are at the VHF section. The weather produced some half-hearted attempts at tropo in the past week, and even some weak sporadic E opportunities appeared on 10 metres and 6. This week looks to be rather mixed in a weather sense. The high will weaken and drift east, allowing low pressure to move towards northwest Britain from the Atlantic, with a series of fronts crossing the country next week. This will offer the chance of April shower rain scatter at times, and then by next weekend there may be a rebuilding of high pressure to the east with a hint of tropo and warmth. to the end of the week. The month of April is traditionally the start of early sporadic Eon 10 and 6 via traditional modes like CW and SSB. For example, a weak jet stream over the Pyrenees midweek could favour paths to IS0, EA6, EA5, etc. Remember that springtime is also a good chance to get some auroral activity, so check those KP values. Anything above 4 or 5 is interesting. Moon declination is positive until Tuesday, as is perigee, so losses will be at their lowest. Moon windows will shorten as the week goes on, 144 meg sky noise is low, so in all it's a good week for EME. We're still in the annual low activity period for shower meteors until the Lyrids, which should start on the 16th of this month. Keep checking around dawn for the best random meteor contacts. That's it from the propagation team this week. That's it also from me.